The Eroticus Power Press presents Lola Divina reading excerpts from Thriving in Sex Work, heartfelt advice for staying sane in the sex industry, a self-help book for sex workers.
Hi, sexy. I'm Lola Divina, and today I'll be reading Money Exercises with a little help from your fairy godmother, Felicia Gotthelf. Money is power. To say yes, to say no, to live our lives how we want. Financial experts sell books on how to earn more or manage it better once we've made it. But what I see missing from most money conversations is curiosity about what it means, how it makes us feel, what we believe. It's astonishing that most of us aren't taught how money shapes our self-esteem. Especially for those of us selling our sexuality, it's worth taking the time to think through about what we're working so hard for. Not until we turn and face money can we see it clearly. Money profoundly impacts how we view ourselves. When we have enough, life feels full of opportunity. When barely eking out a living, we feel helpless and hopeless. It eats away at our energy, our self-worth, our ability to sleep through the night, and can be so difficult to talk about. When living hand-to-mouth, eating or paying rent are daily worries. Hitting a target number in a budget can feel a million miles away, and plenty of rich people are miserable, proving that lots of money is not the automatic ticket to happiness. A great book discussing the emotional meaning of money is The Ask: How to Ask Anyone for Any Amount for Any Purpose by Laura Fredericks, a successful nonprofit fundraiser. Her key observation is that it's easy to ask others to support worthy causes, but only after we get right with our own deep-seated beliefs about money. If we experience it from a place of fear, shame, a diminished sense of worth, confusion, or scarcity, we continually get in our own way. Fredericks points out that money has the power to determine when, where, and why we work, where we live, what food we eat, what clothes we wear, whether we can afford a car and what kind, how much we can borrow to buy a house or a car, start a business, or go to school, if we can borrow at all, the quality of our health and our health care, what we do in our free time, how often and where we can go on vacation, if and when we can retire, how much we can save and invest, whether we feel we've made the right choices in life, how we are viewed by our friends and coworkers, our status in our romantic relationships and families, whether or not we depend on loved ones, the state, or charity, and what we can give our loved ones now and in the future. With all that baggage, is it any wonder that money is emotional? It can be the source of motivation, paralysis, fear, checked out and addictive behavior, guilt and shame, stress, joy, positive self-esteem, envy and greed, inadequacy, resentment, obligation, social awkwardness, dependency, generosity, feeling invincible or defeated, feeling competent or incompetent, and feeling like a grown-up or a child. So, here's the funny thing. If you trade out money for sex, this list still makes sense. Coincidence? I think not. What does money mean to you? Here's a simple exercise. Close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and say the word money out loud. What words, phrases, or songs come to mind? How does money make you feel? Weak or powerful? Proud or shameful? Happy or sad? Afraid or in control, safe or needy, loved or all alone. Does money feel like love, safety, power, health? Are these things you can ever have enough of? Is money something that rests inside your body or outside? Does it reside someplace far away where you can't even see it, or is it nearby? Are you supposed to have enough money? Is everyone supposed to have enough money? Can you ever have too much money? Can other people have too much money? Do you want to take care of other people, or is your money only for you? Is it okay for you to receive money from other people when you need it, or is it your duty to provide for yourself? How does it feel to ask for money for your sexuality? How does it feel to receive money for your sexuality? How does it feel knowing no dollar amount can equal your sexual worth? What is your ideal relationship to money? Take a few more deep breaths and imagine you just got off work. Sitting right in front of you is a pile of cash you earned today. What does this money mean right now? Write for 5 minutes about what this money has to say. What do you need to survive? What do you need to be happy? What are you working towards? A target number or something tangible like rent, caring for your child, paying tuition, or saving up for surgery? How does working towards that goal feel? Does it feel impossible? Within reach? Exciting? Deadening? Endless? Or not a big deal?
Money's importance is so huge that we often can't see it for what it is, a river of energy running through our lives. We can't help but manage money poorly when we turn a blind eye to what it really means to us. You've been listening to Thriving in Sex Work, heartfelt advice for staying sane in the sex industry, available in paperback and as an ebook. Learn more at loladevina.com. You can follow Lola on Twitter and Facebook. For Lola Devina, I'm Felicia Gotthelf. Until next time, be sweet to yourself.